Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News Package for today, Friday, August 29th, 2014. I am Marilyn Isles. In local news, a call for Roseau to be a clean and green environment. From the region, OAS urges Haiti to hold overdue elections. And internationally, UN says more than 3 million have fled Syria. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited, J. Astafan & Company Limited, and Dragon Windows. The details are coming up.
Budding fashion designers, it's your chance to win $1,000 in cash in the first ever Courts Fashionista competition. All you have to do is design a piece of clothing inspired by one of our fashionable pieces of furniture for your chance to win big. Selected participant will take part in the biggest fashion show to showcase their designs. Furniture selection must be made from our new furniture brochure, so pick one up at a store near you today. Courts Fashionista Fashion Competition. Sign up if you dare. Courts. Bringing value home.
You and your baby can have sweet dreams and sweet days with Sea Dreams diapers from Astafan. With the extra comfort of Sea Dreams diapers made with stretchable waistband for a soft and comfortable fit with no leaks, both mommy and baby can feel at ease. Mom can enjoy the great price of Sea Dream diapers, and baby will be comfortable in Sea Dream diapers, which is super absorbent and comfortable. Made with real cloth, Sea Dream baby diapers is available at Astafan Supercenter and Islandwide.
Astafan's. Right place, right price.
Be well protected in this hurricane season with Dragon Windows. Big sale on products. Up to 25% discount on rolling shutters, railings, and fencing order. Up to 15% discount on customized windows and doors order. Check out great deals at Dragon Windows Focoli.
Dragon Windows,
located only at Focoli, offers you the best value for your money. Get strong, durable, quality UPVC windows from Dragon Windows. Call 448-0253 or 275-7372.
Promotion ends on August 31st. Dragon Windows.
Welcome back to this afternoon's news. Weather reports indicate that the blue skies may possibly not last for much longer this weekend, with a 40% chance of rain building up for Saturday and Sunday. Dominica is expected to experience another wet weekend as two tropical waves make their way across the central tropical Atlantic and a weak trough system traversing the island chain. According to reports from the Dominica Met Office, weak instability will continue to produce a few periods of cloudiness and scattered showers across parts of the island chain during the next 12 to 18 hours. Thereafter, a weak trough will traverse the island chain late tonight into Saturday, resulting in an increase in shower activity, mainly across the extreme northern and southern portion of the region. Meanwhile, two westward moving tropical waves are located in the central tropical Atlantic. The first wave is expected to move across the region late Sunday into Monday. Moderate sea conditions are expected during the next 24 hours, with swells peaking near 7 feet. UWP candidate for the Roseau Central constituency, Joseph Isaac, says it is time that Roseau adopts a clean and green environment. Speaking to a massive crowd at the final UWP's Agenda for Change meeting on Thursday night, Isaac says the capital city of Roseau should be developed into a first-class regional city. He outlined that the UWP has sketched noteworthy plans for the improvement and sustainability of Roseau, noting that the agenda includes plans for job creation as well as dealing with the issue of vacancy.
Do you agree with me if I say Roseau is clean now? So do you agree we need to have a vision for a clean and green city? Okay. So I'm going to tell you what we mean by that. What we want is the first move for Roseau is to initiate the Roseau Road and Reinstatement Project. That project would create several jobs, over about between 500 to 1,000 jobs in Roseau. Easy. This involves creating a modern parking facility. This involves putting solar street lights, improving the sidewalks, resurfacing the entire Roseau city, an increasing drainage for Rosu. We are also going to embark on a drug rehabilitation project where our people are suffering from the abuse of drugs. We can save them and put them as productive citizens.
Isaac also re-highlighted the party's plan for a water park in the Botanic Gardens. In addition, he says the party has formulated a new plan to merge the private and public sector for a commercial real estate initiative.
We are talking about housing transformation, but he had a new idea. We are talking about having a private public sector real estate, commercial real estate investment program in Roseau, where the government can help people who are struggling to build and improve their facilities, their land in Roseau. We can join with them to get it off the ground, and poor people can have some major investment in the city. On the Bayfront, when we travel across the region, you go to St. Martin and you go to the other places, you'd see the vendor cages in a nice, beautiful design, and it is in a place where the people are comfortable. So we need to improve that and change that so we can see our city as a modern city.
UWP hopeful for the Roseau Central constituency, Joseph Isaac. The family of the man who died while in police custody is now ready to lay him to rest. The family of the deceased 48-year-old Joshua Etienne has officially announced a date for his funeral service nearly a month after his unexpected and questionable death. Etienne's lifeless body was found at the police station on August 5, 2014. He was initially arrested on a charge of possession of ammunition. However, he did not emerge from the police station alive. His death caused widespread speculation, criticism, and doubt in some authorities on the island, as it involves five police officers alleged to be the cause of his passing away. Etienne's family declared earlier that they would delay his burial until a decision had been taken by the courts. However, the court hearing into Etienne's death is set to resume on September 24, 2014, with a judicial review pending. A number of other issues have also been raised since the commencement of the criminal investigation into the matter. A home-going service to celebrate his life will be held on Saturday, August 30th, at the Longhouse in Glanvilla. Amid growing tension among the populace over what will be the outcome of an ongoing case involving five police officers here, Attorney General Levi Peter has offered some word of advice to the public. Speaking at a media briefing on Thursday, Peter told members of the public to pay closer attention to what is actually being done by the state rather than the social commentary.
So I think all around what I would say to the public is that they should perhaps pay more attention to what is actually happening and what the state is actually doing, and not perhaps so much to some of the commentary. And I have seen some commentary on some of the blogs that I probably wouldn't label it in the way it ought to be labeled in this forum. But really, you know, sometimes we need as a people to set aside our prejudices or biases or whatever and look due to the facts. And the main fact is that a fellow citizen lost his life in circumstances that are, at the very least, appear questionable. And we all want answers.
Attorney General Levi Peter. Five police officers are facing charges in relation to the death of 48-year-old Joshua Etienne of Picard. The charges have not been read to the five since their attorney filed and has been granted leave for judicial review into the matter. The first hearing of the matter is set for September 24, 2014. A lack of technical vocational training is a hindrance to the development of any country. This is a concern voiced by leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Michael Astafan. Astafan, who is speaking on the Freedom and You radio program Wednesday, says while a number of young people attain favorable results in the 2014 examination sittings, there are still those who have not attained quite so well. He says in this regard that there needs to be a greater emphasis placed on providing opportunities for young people to hone their skills to be able to participate in the development of the country.
One of my biggest concerns right now is lack of technical vocational training, but I hear them talking in that direction, so I'm hoping to see massive investments in that area, because no country can develop without technical vocational training and a massive educational drive to ensure that your skills are honed for the development of your country, because you know you need to support all your infrastructure, your productive capacity must be maintained so that you will get good return and high productivity. And these are some of my concerns with the State College. And I hear them talking that they're moving in that direction, and I wish them all the best. But it must be done in an organized way that will dovetail with the economic development of this country.
Leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Michael Astafan. And that's this afternoon's local news and news from the region. The Permanent Council of the Organization of American States, OAS, on Wednesday adopted a declaration calling on the three branches of government of Haiti to comply with the agreement known as the El Rancho and to call legislative and municipal elections by the end of 2014. The chair of the Permanent Council and representative of St. Lucia, Ambassador Sonia Johnny, said the declaration on Haiti supports the efforts of a member state to be able to hold elections in accordance with the terms of its constitution and with other agreements. Introducing the resolution, the permanent representative of Haiti, Edmund Bokshit, recalled the support given by the Council to the El Rancho Accord, which provided for the holding of elections on October 26, and which he described as a step in the right direction. The Secretary General of the OAS, Jose Miguel Insulza, explained the scope and impact of the situation in Haiti and said that if the elections are held as scheduled in the agreement on the 1st of January, if there are no elections, Haiti will be left without a Senate, therefore will be left without a constitutional institution. And internationally, more than 3 million Syrians are now registered as refugees, and the desperate crisis is only getting worse, the UN's refugee agency says. The UNHCR says Syria is now the biggest humanitarian emergency of our era, with almost half of all Syrians forced to flee their homes. The majority of refugees have fled to countries neighboring Syria, with most now seeking shelter in Lebanon. More than 190,000 have been killed in Syria's three-year civil war. Opposition groups in Syria have been fighting forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad since his government violently suppressed protests against his rule in March of 2011. The situation has been worsened in recent months by the formation and advance of the Islamic State group, which now controls large swathes of Syria and Iraq. The UNHCR says one in every eight Syrians has fled across the border, and a further 6.5 million are displaced within Syria. It says more than half of those uprooted are children. The number of registered Syrian refugees has soared from 2 million just under a year ago. Families arriving at refugee camps in neighboring countries are exhausted and scared, with some having spent a year or more fleeing from their village to village in Syria. The UN agency says the journey out of Syria is also becoming tougher, with many people forced to pay bribes to armed gangs. And that's this afternoon's midday news package. But first, a recap of the headlines. And in local news, a call for Rozo to be a clean and green environment. From the region, OAS urges Haiti to hold overdue elections. And internationally, UN says more than 3 million people have been displaced as they fled Syria. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited, J. Astafan and Company Limited, and Dragon Windows. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Isles, wishing you a very pleasant afternoon.